on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find.
Soon bless the Lord,
oh my soul, oh my soul, and worship His holy name. I'll sing like never. Strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Yet still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
grow weary about doing this, lifting you high, giving you praise. And I know Sunday's early, Saturday nights, you know, just trying to catch up on all the stuff that couldn't do during the week, and to wake up early and drive long distance to go in a building to hear some preaching and sing some songs seems like a lot sometimes, but I pray that that you would touch our hearts and scrape away that callousness that might have built up and remind us of indeed your great love for us, and that to serve you, to pursue after you is a privilege, and we would not see it as a burden we would desire to cast off, but instead here in this body we'd find brothers and sisters who would encourage us, be so excited to walk alongside with us on this path of faith. May we truly be a thankful people. May we be a happy people, knowing that we've been redeemed, we've been reconciled to the Father, and we have this ability to live not just life, but in a life abundant. So fill us, Holy Spirit. Remind us of that first love. And may you continue, Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, may you continue to receive glory through this time. We thank you again. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You guys can be seated.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I hope you're all awake. Okay. Would you turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm 103? Is that okay? Okay. Psalm 103. We'll be doing the first five verses. Okay. And if you'd like to, you could read aloud with me the version I have up there. Okay, Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Let's pray. Indeed, Lord, you are worthy of all blessing, of all praise. We thank you. Lord, as we just, as we think about the reasons we have to praise you, to thank you, Lord, help us to recall real tangible things in our lives that we don't deserve, that you've given us freely from your grace, so that we may bless you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, and all of our mind. Lord, we want to thank you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's hard to believe that in just a few short days, we will be celebrating Thanksgiving, right? Thanksgiving. This is a day that we set aside specifically to give thanks to God. Thanksgiving, giving thanks to God, right? Just before the sermon, we sang the song 10,000 Reasons. Right, 10,000 reasons to praise God, to thank God. We have 10,000 reasons to bless the Lord, right? To praise his holy name. But if we step back for a minute and we think, okay, if we just sang that, if that's really true, and we have 10,000 reasons to praise the Lord, right? Why is it so hard to share, you know? So, sometimes in our fellowship groups or something, people will be like, oh, what are you thankful for? Or do you have any praises that you can report to us, right? Why is it so hard for us to remember, you know, things that we can give thanks to God for or praises about? When we're asked, what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? And we have a hard time, right? We have a hard time even coming up with 10. You know, we're supposedly have 10,000 reasons. Well, can we even come up with 10? Now, I wanted to do an exercise, okay? In 1 minute, let's see if you're able to come up with just 10 really good, substantial reasons, right, to praise God for. Okay, so I'm going to start my timer. Okay, ready? 1 minute. Okay, you have 1 minute to come up with 10 things. I have faith in you guys, okay? At least I'm not asking for 10,000, right? Okay, ready, set, go. Okay. 10 good things to praise God for. That's it. Time's up. That was 1 minute. Did anybody come up with 10? Oh, really? Well, that's good. 10 things, right? In 1 minute, 10 things. Now, you do the math, how long it would take to get to 10,000, right? You know, for a lot of us, we struggled, you know? If we truly have 10,000 reasons to praise God, you know, praise should be dripping off of our lips every moment of every day. You know, actually, it was kind of funny. We just sang that song, "Your praise will ever be on my lips," right? You know, praise should be just dripping off of our lips all the time, right? Every second of every minute of every day. Giving thanks, you know, should be our mother tongue. It should be just first instinct. Yet many of us struggle. That felt like a really long minute, you know. Why is it so difficult for us to bless the Lord? Personally, for me, I think one of the big reasons I fail to bless the Lord and to give him thanks is simply because I forget. I simply forget what he's given me. Now think about this. Think about how much time and effort that we devote to something that we want. Okay, if you have something that you want, think about all the time and the effort that you put into it. You know, thinking about it, doing research about it, praying for it. You know, if we want something, right, it consumes our thoughts, our prayers. You know, we are very, very diligent. You know, when we ask God for something, right? We ask God for something. We want something, right? But then, what happens when we receive it? What happens when we get it? Oh, thank you, God. Thanks be to God, you know. And then, what? Is that it? If you prayed for something for 2 or 3 months, right? Have you ever prayed for something for 2 or 3 months, and then God gave it to you? How long did your Thanksgiving last? Was it just 2 or 3 days? Honestly, proportionally, how much of your prayer life is weighted towards petition versus thanksgiving? Just be honest. You know, in your prayer life, how much of the time are you asking God for something versus thanking God for something? Why is that? Why is it so unbalanced like that? Is it because we've taken God's blessings for granted? Is it because we're just so insatiable that we've moved on to the next thing that we want already? Is it simply because we forget? That's often my case. Do we forget what God has given us? Part of Thanksgiving is remembering God's blessings. Right. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Forget not, right? That phrase, forget not. God knows we are very forgetful people. You know, recently, the movie Finding Dory, right? It just came out on DVD, right? I haven't seen it yet, so don't spoil it for me. But I know, for those of you that don't know, okay, the main character, Dory, is this fish. And she has this condition. She has short-term memory loss. Right? She'd be talking and talking, and then, what was I saying? Like, she'll just forget everything, you know, just, she can't remember anything, right? How often are we like that with God? You know, we pray, we get something, oh, thank you, and you just forget. How fitting it is that, you know, Christians, we our symbol is the fish, right? Are we Christian Dories? Do we just pray, and then you forget about it? Are we Christian Dories? This Thanksgiving, you know, this Thursday, this Thanksgiving, you know, take inventory of all that God has given you, provided for you. You know, all the difficult times that he's brought you through this year, maybe. And remember, right, forget not. We need to remember, right? It's hard. Our first nature is to just forget and move on and ask for something else. But we need to remember, forget not. And then praise him, right? Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. Right? That's the first two verses. It's repeated. In these verses, the word baraki, bless, you know, praise, baraki is an imperative, right? We are commanded to praise God, to thank him. We are commanded. And the flip side of that is, if we don't, we dishonor God. We rob him of the glory. You know, he gives us these blessings for his own glory, right? And if we don't thank him, we rob him of that glory. Excuse me. a pastor, he once said something to me. He said this in passing. He wasn't trying to make a big deal about it. It wasn't even the main point of what he was trying to say to me. I think he said something without much thought. They were just four simple words, right? But these four simple words just completely destroyed me. Okay? He said this, four words, you know. Ungratefulness is a sin. It's very simple concept. Ungratefulness is a sin. And something about those words, they really resonated with me and really convicted me. And that they stayed with me for days and days, and just stuck in my mind. I couldn't get it out of my mind. Ungratefulness is a sin. Ungratefulness is a sin. Perhaps that phrase, you know, put in words, a realization of my own ungratefulness towards my parents, of their love and their sacrifice. And, you know, they worked so hard to make a better life for myself and my sister, a comfortable life. And then how did I repay them? With rebelliousness and dishonor. You know, ungratefulness is a sin, and I just felt so terrible. Perhaps in that moment I had a theological awakening of the consequences of rejecting God's grace, you know, his constant provision and guidance and protection over my life that I had taken for granted for so long. Of all those countless prayers that he had answered that I never really thanked him for. I didn't really thank him for. You know, whatever it was, I will never forget that moment, those four words, right? Ungratefulness is a sin. Bless the Lord. Remember his benefits and then give him thanks. Right? It's not a suggestion. It's a command. Bless the Lord. Verse 3, bless the Lord who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. So these verses, they teach us about some of the spiritual benefits, the spiritual blessings that he gives us. For those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, God has forgiven us. Right? He has forgiven us and saved us from eternal death. How much is that worth to you? I think one of the reasons why our thanksgiving is so meager is because our understanding of the worth of the gift is so lacking. If our perceived value of a gift is little, then so also will our gratitude be. Say for Christmas, you have a friend, okay, your best friend, okay, and your best friend gives you a gift, a nicely wrapped little, you know, it's a little box with a bow and everything, very nice, and you open it up, you take your time, you open it up, and inside is a little pin, and it looks like it came from like a gumball machine, you know, the little trinket thingies, and you're like, ooh, thanks, yeah, okay, thank you, right? Yeah, that's really thoughtful. Thanks, that's nice. And then, you know, you just, okay, you put it in your bag or whatever. But then later, you realize the true worth of that gift, the price that was paid to obtain that gift. You know, this pin, it's not some ordinary pin. Right? This pin was a medal that your friend's father had earned in the army, you know, in Vietnam or something, for giving his life to save others, you know. He gave his life, and he was rewarded with this pin. And then you think, wow, you know, I just, thanks, shove it in your bag. Wow, my thanks was truly lacking, right? Because your perceived value of it was lacking. Likewise, for us, do we receive God's grace and just throw it in a bag and, oh, thanks God, right? How much do we value forgiveness of sin and salvation from hell? If our love is lacking, if our thanks is meager, perhaps the problem is our understanding of its worth. Thank you. Psalm 103:12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. Do we truly understand what it means that a holy, righteous, perfect God has accepted us? Weak, prideful, sinful, hateful, ungrateful creatures? But he's accepted us as his beloved, that he no longer sees us as objects of wrath. He sees us as objects of love. Do we realize that each and every one of us, we deserve to be in the bottomless pit where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, yet he has invited us and brought us into his home and then called us his children. Right, we have the privilege of calling him Father. We really need to let that sink in. What an honor he has given us. What an amazing gift. Can we ever thank him enough? And then God's grace, it doesn't just end there at the moment that you said you believed, you know, you raised your hand or you said the sinner's prayer or whatever. It doesn't just end in that moment, right? God's grace continues, right? God's benefits doesn't just end in that moment. Right? He continually showers us with his grace. It's like rain that just showers the earth so that the plants and the trees can grow. We don't live in a drought. We don't live in a desert. Right? We live in the Northwest. We get to see rain all the time. Right? But God showers us with this grace of his. Every single day for the rest of our lives, we walk in his grace. It says that he heals us of spiritual diseases too. You know, the diseases of, think about this, guilt, greed, envy, lust, anger, pride, etc. These are spiritual diseases he heals us of when we accept the gospel and we walk in his way. And he's in the process of burning out that garbage. We talked about it in Malachi. He's burning out that garbage in us, and he's refining us like pure gold, right? He's faithful to forgive us of our sins when we sin against him. You know, Jesus himself even prays for us. He intercedes for us when we don't have the words to do it. And do we realize how much he continually gives us each and every day? He continues to give us gifts. Ephesians 1:3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." So he's given us every spiritual blessing in Christ. And so we are to praise him, to bless his holy name. You know, this Thanksgiving, before you enjoy the holiday and the festivities, the food, the folks and the fun, give thanks to God for his spiritual blessings, because that's true value right there. That's true worth. Salvation, forgiveness, spiritual protection, right? These are things that we cannot take for granted, because ungratefulness is a sin. Ungratefulness is a sin. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. So God's blessings are not limited to the spiritual. God's blessings are not limited to the spiritual. He's not only God of heaven, he's also God of this earth. And so his blessings are both spiritual and material. Right? Jesus didn't come just to heal spiritual problems. Right? He came and actually healed people's bodies. Jesus didn't just come to feed us spiritually. Right? He literally fed people with, you know, the bread and the fish, the feeding of the 5,000. Right? We are to bless him for all his benefits, spiritual and worldly. Right, all his benefits. In his goodness and providence, he also blesses us materially. Right, he takes care of us. He takes care of us bodily. Verse 3, the first one that I want to talk about is the Lord heals us of all of our diseases. Right, so most of us here, I think we're in relatively good health, sniffles excluded. You know, our five senses are working. We're mobile. We're able to move around and do things. And you know, even if we get sick and we catch the flu or the cold or something, you know, our immune systems, they kick in, and then we're back on our feet in a week or two. But how often do we take our health itself for granted? Right, we take our good health for granted. A couple of weeks ago, I had an ear infection. You know, I went to the doctor, and he was cleaning my ear, and I ended up getting an ear infection. And so I literally could not hear out of my left ear for a couple of days. And not being able to hear properly, it was excruciating. It felt like such a handicap. People would talk to me, and I have to like turn my ear, like, huh, what, you know? Because I couldn't hear out of this ear, and people didn't know that, you know. But it felt like a handicap. If things were too noisy, there were too many things going on, you know, I wasn't able to like isolate the noise that I want, like, say somebody talking. I wasn't able to isolate the sound properly, or you know, hear that music or whatever. It just became this big jumble in my mind. You know, something as basic as being able to hear with both ears, right? We take that for granted until it's gone. Right? Something as basic as that, something as basic as being able to stand up, we take that for granted. You know, but so many people don't even have that. Right? Do you thank God for your good health? Do you thank God? Or do you just take it for granted? It's just assumed. I'm going to wake up every morning and I'm going to be fine. Do you take your good health for granted? Verse 4 says, He satisfies us with good. Sorry, I'm here. He satisfies us with good. You know, surely we've all been satisfied by the goodness of God before. And He's the provider of our daily bread, right? Our basic necessities, food, water, shelter, warmth, family, right? These are things that we need to subsist, right? Subsist. We need to survive, and these are things that He gives us to survive, right? But He's also the giver of every good and perfect gift that we get to enjoy and be satisfied, right? We don't just subsist. He gives us enough to be satisfied with. Entertainment, right? We don't need entertainment to subsist, but we get to be satisfied by it. Leisure time, fine dining. Nobody needs to eat caviar to survive, right? But we get to fine dining. We get to enjoy it and be satisfied. Fashion, right? You could technically live wearing sweatpants and sweatshirt, you know, all the time, right? But we have fashion. I'm not very fashionable, but some of you are, you know. Fashion. We get to enjoy it and be satisfied, right? Now, these are all things that we have beyond our subsistence, that things that He gives us to satisfy us. Right? He satisfies us with good so that we are renewed like in the days of our youth, like the eagle. An eagle is a symbol of strength and vitality. He satisfies us so that we are strong. You know, God doesn't just give us barely enough. He's not stingy and just gives us barely enough to get on by, to subsist on, right? God gives us abundantly so that we are satisfied. Right? Each and every one of us in this room, right, you cannot say that you're just subsisting. You are satisfied. Now, this Thanksgiving, take inventory of the fruit of God's providence. Not just what He's given you to subsist on, like the basic necessities, but what He has given you to be satisfied with, right? More than just subsistence. What He's given you to enjoy. You know, the reality is so many people, right, even in here in this city, even in Seattle, have barely enough just to get by. Right? But look at us. We've been given abundantly, right, beyond satisfaction, really. We need to give thanks. We have to give thanks. We dare not take God's provision for granted. Remember, ungratefulness is a sin. Recently, this country has been torn apart by the outcome of the presidential elections. Many people in this country are feeling helpless, hopeless. You know, yet even in this time, in the pit of despair, you know, we can always find something to be thankful to God for. There was another time in this country which also looked hopeless, even more than today, much more actually. The country was likewise torn apart in two. This time it was quite literally, it was during the Civil War. For those of us that know American history, the Civil War was this time where the country was literally at war with itself. Yet even in the midst of the one of the most terrible wars that America has ever seen, right, the brothers, right, some families were literally split brothers against brothers. They were killing each other. Even in the midst of that craziness, you know, President Abraham Lincoln, he reminded the American people, hey, you still have something to be thankful for. And you know what? Actually, he was the one that established the Thanksgiving national holiday that we get to enjoy later this week. Right? You guys, you know, you don't have school, right? You have, it's a national holiday. You don't have school. You know, most likely you get off from work. Unless you're retail, then Thursday, Friday is not good for you. Anyway, Abraham Lincoln, he established the national holiday, and it was actually in the middle of the Civil War when he established Thanksgiving. I wanted to read a few excerpts from that proclamation of Thanksgiving. I wanted to end with this. This is President Abraham Lincoln. Okay, let me pull it up. Okay, Washington, D.C., October 3rd, 1863, by the President of the United States of America, a proclamation. Okay, the year that is drawing toward its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, hath nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that... Oops, I'm sorry. Oh, you pulled it up. You did it. Thanks. It seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. So this is the proclamation of Thanksgiving. This is what Thanksgiving, the holiday of Thanksgiving is supposed to be about. It's about thanking God, right, in the midst of just chaos and turmoil, finding something to be thankful for. Right? Man, Abraham Lincoln, what a speech. Can you imagine our president saying something like that? You're not going to be able to find that on Twitter, right? There is always something to be thankful for. We need to look deeper. We just, maybe some of us, we just need to remember God's mercy and provision. Or even more basic, remember Christ's sacrifice, our salvation. Right? Remember, you know, make it a habit to count your blessings. You know, I've found the more thankful you are, the more satisfied and happy you are, right? Just remember and count your blessings, right? No, not just once a year on Thanksgiving Day. Really, that's not enough to be thankful once a year. It's not enough, right? Every day, count your blessings. Who knows? Maybe someday you'll make it to 10,000. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, there are 10,000. No, there are more. There is an infinite number of reasons why we should be thankful for you, for your love, for your sacrifice, for your provision of our health, of just the bounty and just the things that we get to enjoy and be satisfied with. Lord, there's more than 10,000, and yet, Lord, we struggle to even come up with 10. Lord, help us to be more thankful people, to be more thankful creatures. Not to glorify the gifts, but to glorify the giver of all good things. Lord, help us to remember. Help us not to forget. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello. Hi. Can I invite everyone to stand and let's sing the song again, except now it's hopefully got a little more meaning for you guys, huh? So let's...
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, you worship His holy name. I sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. And the sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, yeah, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, and worship His holy name. I sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. Your rich
Thank you for your good word. And we thank you for anointing Pastor Jim's lips to speak truth to us. I know this phrase is trending for a while last year, but I feel like it's so fitting sometimes for us in life. Just this idea of first world problems where our whole day can be ruined because our cell phone battery ran out early, or our second or third car is in the shop. I don't know. God, you've blessed us abundantly. God, forgive us of our sin of ungratefulness. Forgive us for how we've acted and how our witness has been affected when people see us, and how we complain about life, and how we trudge along through, not as people who should be just full of praise and thankfulness for our good Father, and not only the amazing gift of reconciliation, of the forgiveness of our sins, but grace that showers upon us in so many ways. So God, as we're tempted to think about the ways that, our day sucks or how the week needs to end, God, may we instead again reflect on that list of those 10 items or more or less this week, and be reminded of our good God. And as Pastor Jim encouraged us, may it be a couple steps along that way of thinking of those 10,000 reasons, if not more, how you're to be glorified, to be praised. And may that praise, as we sing, ever be on our lips, for you indeed are worthy. We thank you for this time. We thank you for your love. We love you, God. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You guys can be seated.
Good morning, and welcome to ECC SKC. Thank you for joining us today for this Sunday and Sabbath. I'm always thankful for each day that God gives us, so I just want to give a reminder that today is His Sabbath that He gives to us to enjoy Him throughout the rest of this day. Okay, well, moving right along. After you're dismissed from here today, okay, yes, we do have something. I was looking for the eyes. All right, come on up.
Thanks. We're just here to just thank you so much for all the support that you've done. The youth has been working on Operation Christmas Child. So yesterday we bought a lot of stuff, like a lot of toys and school supplies and clothing, and we're making 150 boxes, which is less than the 200 that we had originally planned, but we felt like we could actually put more quality goods in each box to give out. So we have these plastic boxes that they can reuse. We line them with wrapping paper, and so we're going to pack them and ship them out today because it's the National Day? No. Donation Day? Go Collection Week, yeah, there we go. so yeah, we just wanted to share with you, and next week we'll probably show you all the pictures of how we did and how fun it was to just be in community with all of this. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so thank you so much.
And then for those of you who don't know, they spent many hours yesterday along with our kids trying to assemble, package, wrap, shop, I understand. They have to go last minute shopping for stuff. So, yeah, another round of applause for all the volunteers and everybody who actually put in the time for it. Thank you. All right, so after we're... Pandora is sharing. Is Pandora in the house today? I didn't see her, so I don't think so. Okay. All right, so after you're dismissed from there, head on over to the Fellowship Hall where we'll have some snacks, and then greet each other and maybe tell each other what you're thankful for each person. How's that as an exercise, right? Look at the person, say, I'm thankful for. Just give it a try. I think it'll be fun. And then there's also adult Sunday school that'll be back here. Youth Sunday school will be in the Fellowship Hall again. And anything else? I don't think so. Okay.
All right. Well, sorry, Pandora. I don't know where she went.
Was she here earlier?
I don't know. Okay, well, she was supposed to come and do a member testimony and just share things that she was thankful for. Maybe we'll get her next week or something. Okay, let's pray. Father God, we are so thankful to even just be here and to be able to worship freely, to be able to just gather and study your word and to sing praises to you, Lord. There's a million reasons, or not just 10,000. There's a million reasons to be thankful for it. And help us to be more and more thankful each day, to remember what we have and not just what we don't. Thank you, Lord. And may you send us off being more thankful right now. I wanted to end with reading of the end of Psalm 103. So we did the beginning five verses. Now I wanted to do the last three verses. Bless the Lord, O you, his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Father, I pray that indeed we would bless you everywhere throughout the entire earth, that we would bless you and make you known. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.